Welcome to Glazed Over,
a podcast for business tips, painting tricks, and gabbing with friends.
We're your hosts, Amy Williams
and Christine Steele, and we're so glad you're here.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, Amy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am so excited. We are introducing a new little episode. Oh, episodes, lots of them, because we're going to talk a lot. But called Hot Topics today. This is more of a chit-chat between Amy and I, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about the pottery world, business owning, and everything in between. I'm so excited.
I am too. I've been, it's been a while since I've done a little gossiping. No, I'm kidding. It won't be full on gossip.
I love it.
Yeah. So I heard, AKA saw on the internet that you just completed like an art retreat, right?
Yeah, I did. It's been, like almost like 6 months in the planning, and oh, wow. It was so fun. I enjoyed it. The idea of bringing community together and strengthening friendships and being creative, giving people a chance to like relax. It was just all the things. And I loved it. A lot of planning, but, I'm super excited to tell you all about it.
How did you, well, first off, yeah. Tell me like how you pitched it to people, like what the goal was, like, yeah. Give me the elevator pitch. And then I definitely have some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started with the idea, and I say we. I don't know if I've ever expressed this, but like my studio, I consider a family. So anytime I do anything, I always say we did it, because I feel like I have like this awesome like team of like 75 behind me, and I know I really need to stop calling it we because it's really just me. But anyway, so we wanted to bring people together and create. I know there's a lot of times that we want to paint something, but there's not a lot, like you can do one class for 2 hours, but what about a whole weekend of art? And we all know that people have different likes in the art world, I guess, and they want to try something new. So we wanted a bunch of different mediums, a bunch of different decorations and stuff like that that they can use for, and they can choose between. We didn't want one set, like at 8 o'clock, we do this acrylic painting, at 10 o'clock, we do this. We wanted to make it so that you could choose between the two. So that way, then if you were interested in clay, you could then go over and do watercolor. So we wanted to have like a variety of things. So it was a lot of planning.
How hard was that aspect to manage? The kind of like free-for-all, not free-for-all, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it really wasn't that bad. I actually, it's one of those things where, I shocked myself. If you get to meet me, you realize that I like organized chaos. And same. I was a lot more organized than I actually even planned to be. And I was like, oh, wow, look, I did that. But we had scheduled all our classes. My manager helped, facilitate classes too. And we had a Google form where they chose what they wanted to sign up for first before that way. Then we could make sure. And it was hilarious because, like, I'm telling you, I over-organized. I had a box for each class. And I was like, okay, so we, like, my acrylic, I put it all in this stuff. And then I like, grabbed another box from, like, watercolor. So that way, then, when we were setting up and swapping in between classes, I grabbed the box. And then just kind of did that. So it was a lot smoother. The other really funny thing is that we had, like, a table in the very front that was 2 6-foot tables. And I took tablecloth around the whole edge, so that way there was like a little curtain where I could like kind of stick things, and that's where I put my box.
Oh, nice.
And it was by the end of it, I was trying to get in there and I was spreading the tablecloth, and I'm like, you guys all know that we're storing stuff under here at this point. Like, the last day was so funny. It was so much more like, here's your stuff.
And, right, yeah.
but I ripped down the curtain and I was like, I can't get to anything. But that kind of was really nice because we were able to organize that and keep that kind of flow. The other thing is that if I finished up my class early, then I was setting up my tables, and then I was also grabbing the stuff for Katie's too, which was kind of nice. So like and then she did the same thing for me. So we did acrylic, canvas, clay, watercolor, I'm Bob Ross certified. So we did an oil paint. We we did some like painting on wine glasses.
Mm.
We also did a pie, like a pizza pie plate, and made it into a lemon. So we did like Pinteresty kind of stuff, which was super fun. We did pour painting because it's so easy and it's such like a low effort, high results kind of thing. So we tried to do like a lot of different things. That way then you can be exposed to something new. And I definitely, that's, to me, it's that fear of like trying something. Yeah. And then once you do it once, you're like, oh, I can go home and do this. So that's kind of what we were kind of pushing for.
Yeah. That's so cool. You've been planning this for 6 months. I don't think we've talked about this at all.
Yeah. Well, because
it's a secret from the podcast.
No, I'm so sorry.
And I'm here to confront you.
I know. Well, I think what I was really scared about is it not going well.
Yeah.
So in case like it bombed, I was like, nothing happened. What are you talking about? But like, totally. I feel like it was the best part is that as organized as anybody can be, things happen always. Mm-hmm. So actually it was a lot.
Yeah.
I will tell you that as of Tuesday before my retreat started on Friday, my manager, her husband went into the ICU on that Thursday, and on Tuesday he was in the ICU for that long, and I told her, and I was like, hey, very realistically, are we going to have to cancel this retreat? And she said, I think so. And I said, okay, so I already knew that I wasn't going to get my money back from the location because we already paid for everything. And I was just kind of sitting there like, I don't know what to do. And I was like processing, and I feel so bad. Actually, one of the girls that were coming to the retreat walked in right after I was like texting my my manager. And I was like, I saw her and I just started to cry. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And it was one of those moments where I actually, I'm not super, super religious, but I am spiritual. And not to talk about this too much, but I looked at Lisa and I said, so here's my thing. I am doing this because I want to bring people together. I want to create art and show them that it's not that bad. And I'm at the point that if this is meant to be, it will happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to give it to God.
Yeah.
Katie told me, give me one more day. And her husband got discharged Wednesday morning from the ICU, straight from the ICU, which is so crazy to, like, usually there's a step down program. But anyway, he got 2 liters taken off of his heart. It was crazy. It was like one of those things where I'm like, okay, like it's good. Gonna be okay. We had multiple people cancel on us. Like we had a massage therapist that was gonna schedule stuff. She canceled on us, which is absolutely, like, you know, life happens. We had a charcuterie board class. They canceled on us 2 weeks before.
Oh my god.
A build your own pierogi class that was scheduled. Yeah. They canceled on us. We actually just got the catered meal just on that Friday. That was and then the meal was on. So it was like
so
funny.
What did y'all do for food?
There was just we catered it. Instead of, we were going to do a cooking class, and I was like, you know, let's just get food here. Last resort was pizza. I was like, we're going to do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those things where, like I said, you can plan so much, but things happen. And so we just catered. It was like grilled chicken, green beans, potatoes, and, I think ham was another option, but so we just kept things easy. It was definitely family style. They got to pick through. But we provided, the lodge provided the breakfast. We provided lunch, which was just bagels and like sandwiches and stuff. And then we did, our dinner.
Wow. Wow.
It was fun. It was a lot, but it really was fun. It actually, I was kind of giggling because it was my birthday weekend. And I chose to spend it with my studio family is what I kept saying. So I didn't know it, but like one of my regulars brought a gluten-free cake, which was just broke my heart. Like I was so appreciative of that. And then my manager actually also got me a gluten-free cake. There was another lady there that was, her birthday is on, I think actually today. And so we like sang to her too. It was really fun.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Wow. So what would you do differently for next time?
So we charged $500 per person and the lodge charged $270 per person for the weekend. Mm. The first thing that I would do different is increase the price. One of the things that I did was I kept giving more things like that because I was like, this will be fun. Yeah. And then I mean, we still made a profit, which was awesome because we had 13 people. I wanted to keep it small for the first one. I gave swag bags, which had an apron, brushes. There was like snacks. There were a bath bomb. There was a drink cup because that way then we wouldn't have to keep reusing. Sure. I was trying to think of that. I had a pen in there, some notepads or notebooks so that way then you could write down. If you're learning something new, you could write things down. I had stickers actually from Nell. We did an episode with her.
Oh, and I cute. Threw Which ones did you go with?
It was just random ones that I had at the studio already.
Oh, nice. Right. Yeah, I forget you also saw those.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun just to kind of throw those in there. So I would probably definitely increase the price a little bit, even by an extra like $100. And we gave prizes away on Friday night. It was just our bonus night. So we played bingo. And I gave the prizes were a bunch of, like, secretly, don't tell anybody. Internet, don't tell anybody this, but I gave a bunch of things that weren't selling at the studio away that were spring themed. So that way then if I just had one thing left, I threw that in a bag and I was like, oh, he's surprised that I was, you know, super cool and everything. And they loved that. And then there was some wood pieces, like wood signs that like I only had one of, so I threw that in there. I also went to Dollar General and got like some like $5 items like candles. I got some blankets. We also sell some plants at the studio, so I grabbed some of those. Oh, nice. And different things that way then if you weren't into the art, like you didn't want to dive into those, like you could still do something for the bingo prizes. But it was just definitely increasing the cost a little bit. The other thing is that I loved the lodge. But I personally am somebody that I didn't realize that I like privacy a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we advertised, we made it very clear that it was like a big sleepover, mm-hmm. where there were, if you didn't sign up with another person, then you were sharing a room with someone. And you were sharing a bathroom with somebody. I probably will definitely, reconsider that because I feel bad. There were people that one of the situations were a bunk bed, two twin size mm-hmm. bunk beds. And, I wouldn't have wanted to sleep in a top bunk.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I'll kind of do a little bit because we're doing another one in the fall. We're already started planning for that. So I will definitely kind of reconsider that. I think what I would recommend is if you found some place that had their own room mm-hmm. and like two beds. So what you could do is if you wanted to share that with four people, like three other people, you can shove as many people as you want in there. As long as like the lodge allows, like wherever we're at allows, like almost like hotel style, but I wouldn't do it per person. I would make it per room because then if you wanted to sleep by yourself and you wanted a big king size bed all to yourself in your own bathroom, you could pay for that. That's all. So I would definitely, reconsider that a little bit.
Yeah.
We only had two instructors. I would definitely bring an extra person, because rotating
for two people.
Yeah, it was. It was so funny by the end of it. I was people out. I didn't realize how much I needed to recharge my batteries until they were done and drained. And it was funny because my dear sweet manager taught like all the hard classes on the last day and she was so bubbly and stuff. By the last class, somebody asked her a question and all you could see her go is, think if you just let me do it for you and I'll show you. Like it was so cute. Like she was tapped. She was like, I'm done. But so I would definitely have a third person in that rotation. I paid for my staff's room and food. And then she got to keep the samples that she made. I did not pay her hourly. That was something that we just discussed. So definitely, if you're going to have people with you to help, to have that open communication of what they expect for payment. Because she was there. Now, she did go home to take care of her husband to make sure he was okay. But, that was... And then anything else that I would do different, let me think. Honestly, I know it sounds really harsh, but, like, lower your expectations. Because it's going to go the way it's going to go. And you can't control everything. One of the biggest things as a business owner is that you want control. You want to make sure things are going well. But I feel that, like, you can't control everything. You can't control people that you don't know and you don't know what they're going to need. You can't control, like, the lodge. You can't control the food. You can't control other people being a plate. Like, it's just take a deep breath. It's okay. And it's the whole point of all of what my result from the retreat is I got to make some money and I also got to build a relationship with people that have never been to the studio. And they got to then, like, they'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm like, the one was from Ohio and she's like, I can't wait to come back and paint.
Oh, wow.
So I think that, like, it's not about making bank for a retreat. It's about building, like, you're not building just customers, you're building friends and you're building your studio family. And that going into it, don't go into there that I'm going to make $20,000. You have to go in there as in the goal for this is to strengthen your community.
Yeah, I think that is so well said. I mean, a million years ago, I taught at Tammy Crisfino and Kelsey DeFrancesco. Did you ever get to meet Kelsey DeFrancesco? She was way before your time, but she worked at BI for a while and then kind of went off on her own and did her own marketing thing. But she and Tammy did a few retreats together and I taught at one at Tammy's studio and it was like super small, like you're saying. And I'm sure they didn't make any money, but that's like where I met Sophia from the Clay Pen and the Firestone for the first time. And like, I got to spend a lot of quality time with people and I really left being like, I love this place. I love these people. Like, I know it's a little bit different because yours are customer based, but like, it was just wonderful. Like, I'm chasing that feeling always.
Yeah. And it was, you know, I feel like, and there's a lot of moms there. There were a lot of like people that like, actually there was widows there. There were people that needed other people. Yeah. And it was, it's so beautiful when you think about art and how it brings people together. It gives people time to relax and it gives like, it's one of those things where it just kind of reminds you of why you have your business. And it was really nice. I had some really, I mean, I know that I've kept this a secret from everyone, so far in the podcast. I really love mental health. I love the aspect of being able to feed your soul and use create a creative outlet. And I think that, I mean, we had some really deep conversations with somebody or some people like and I love that other people had it too. So also another really cool thing that happened was, this sounds really bad when I word it this way. My aunt, who is 75, was supposed to be with us. She actually canceled because she was coughing and she's like, I don't want to disrupt the classes and stuff. Like, sure, I'm just not going to come. She's like, I don't want my money back. Why don't you find someone that needs to go, that couldn't go, and have them go in my spot? So I have a regular that her poor sweet cat was getting surgery. So she like just had to spend like $3,000 on the cat and medicine and she has all this stuff. So I called her and I'm like, hey, do you want to go? There's a free ticket. And she started to like tear up and she's like, you don't know how much I needed this. Like I wanted to go. Like it was so nice. It was just really cool. So I actually was, if you have enough people, if you could like do like one ticket that you can like kind of sponsor someone to go that you know needs it, if you want to warm your heart, do it.
Yeah. And I think like when you break down the price like that, like adding what, $15, $20 to everybody's ticket price so that you can sponsor somebody to come, like, I think that's worth it. Or, you know, wow, absolutely. That's amazing. Wow. What was the like crowd favorite project, do you think?
We kept asking. We're like, okay, so what was your favorite class for the today? And pour painting was really fun. Like, I loved, like, it's just one of those things where you just forget that people don't get to do this very often. And you clean up the mess. So they liked that. They liked the clay. But the last day, the one that really got everyone was those pie plates, like the pizza pie plates. And like with a lemon, and then we put, like a burlap bow on there. We put, it was still like it's again, things that like you see on Pinterest, but you're like, I'm going to make that someday, but you never actually like get the supplies, or you get the supplies and you never have the time. So, that was kind of fun. Like, I think that was one of the favorites too. I just want to point out that I didn't teach that class, and I was a little offended when that was the answer that day, but that's fine.
Yeah, next time you have to be like, great. Now, what was your favorite class of mine?
Absolutely. It was fun. But the first day, everyone kept naming ones that were mine. So I was like, I was happy to got one too. But
did the paint pour class, like, I'm assuming you did it like on a canvas or on like a wood or something?
We did it on canvas.
Did it dry in time for, that's what I'm so scared of with those projects. Like, how wet was it when it went out the door?
Well, actually, we had a fireplace in where we were doing the class, so we actually just kept it by the fire, and it did dry mostly. Like, there was a couple spots that I'm like, make sure. It was a lot drier than the oil paint.
That's fair. I don't know if you know this, but I grew, like, my first art was oil painting.
Oh, really?
And, like, I started oil painting lessons when I was, like, 7 or something, and I did it all the way up into college. Oh. And the back of my car was always just like covered in oil paint from me just like shoving the canvas in there and driving
I
home.
Can understand that.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Y'all can share me some pictures and stuff of, do you still do it at all?
It's a little more difficult to like break out all the stuff, you know, cause it's not just like acrylic, you know, so I haven't done it in a couple years, but I would like to. I want to get my studio space like cleaned up and like a little renovated, because right now it is bringing me like pain to be in there because it's like such a disaster. So maybe once I get that done, whenever that happens, I can have like a little corner for oil.
Oh, I love that though. I think that like for oil painting, first off, my biggest compliment I ever got after doing some kind of oil painting is in college. I did a banana. And someone stole it. Nothing says you did well of like
that's
someone stealing your artwork.
That's so real.
Yeah, right. And one of the things that I wanted to do with the Bob Ross certification is, first off, I love landscapes, and you know, we do ceramics, and we end up turning it into a class. We do acrylics and we end up turning that into a class. Like, we do something, and I wanted oil painting to be is something for me. We keep providing this service for people to relax to, but we don't take time to relax ourselves. We always turn it into a class. And I feel that like that's something that oil paint for me is that relaxation, and but I still turn it into a class, but I still try to do that for me.
That's awesome. Wow. Well, congratulations on a successful event. I mean, I think any event that you survive and learn things and people leave happy is successful. I know you had a little bit of hiccups there, but
yeah,
it's amazing.
It was great. And honestly, I like I said, I like organized way more than I thought. We even had like color tablecloths that like we had like this list of things that like, okay, so at 8 o'clock we're doing the acrylics on the pink table, like where we put that in pink writing so that you knew that it was like on this table compared to this table. And I didn't really like last minute, right before, like I think I was packing up on Thursday night, I made that a big sign that said for here to here to here, like that's what, like this is what we're doing today. And it was like one of those things that everybody kept going back to checking out. And then Friday night I made the list of like, this is what you signed up for. And that's like, it was one of those things where I didn't even realize that, oh yeah, that was good job. That was out on the back. Cause I've never been to an artist.
Yeah. I want you to sell that packet of how to throw an art retreat.
Perfect. Sold. Done.
Yeah. $50 a pop.
I love it. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was definitely a learning experience. It was fun. It was neat. And I also think, like I said, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be. There's so many things that happened. I don't think you have to give yourself 6 months, mentally, just like, you know, you're thinking about it. You could probably get away with it. Just give yourself enough time to figure out some, like, don't, I wouldn't like schedule this and then like do it next month. Give yourself some time.
Yeah. That's a great, like, you know, it seems like a simple piece of advice, but, sometimes hard for us creatives to think about time in a real way. I've thrown around the idea of having something, cause my studio is pretty big. Like I could easily fit like, you know, 15, 20 people in there for something, but I'm like, do I want to, like, it's the idea of being available to a group of people for a whole weekend, like, freaks me out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was draining. I won't lie. And
I'm shocked you're even here right now.
I know, right? I actually will tell you, I don't do it often. I did it because I had pneumonia and I closed down one shift a week before, like, ago. I closed down yesterday morning because I was like, I can't people. I need to recharge. I tell everyone to show up for yourself. I got to show up for mine. Like, I got to do these things. I got to play with my dogs and just love them. Yeah. But that was rough. That was very rough. You are on. And that's why I think having a third person would have made that so much better. But that was rough. I won't lie.
Yeah.
Because people not only want to ask you questions about art, but they also want to connect to you. Your regulars want to know you a little bit more. And then, like, I don't know about you, but like, I'm actually super anxious. I was so afraid of about being inappropriate. and it was funny because I swear a lot usually, like, I can like refrain, but like as soon as like the after hours, I'm like swearing, and I definitely said some words in front of someone who was really like, I shouldn't have, like, I was I looked at them and then like was like, I'm that person that like, I'm going to use colors as swear words. So just get imaginative or whatever the words are, if that makes sense with that sentence. And I was like, purple, I mean, blue, yellow, green, brown. Like, I just kept going swear words. Like, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And then I looked at her. I'm like, I'm going to walk away. I'm sorry.
But
it did get weird a little bit. There was one time we were totally talking about ghosts. And it got into like Reiki. I definitely performed. I'm a Reiki master, so like I did it to somebody, and like there was other people like, what are you doing? It was just that like fear of letting out my true self, and being like, oh, are we gonna get a weird Google review? Like, what's gonna happen?
I don't know. I feel like if people are like down to spend the weekend with you, they probably are okay with you, you know,
doing Reiki,
Reikiing them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, actually, it's really, that kind of, it was, so if you want people to bring alcohol, that's absolutely fine. Like, make sure you put that in there. If you don't want people to bring drugs, maybe put that in your thing.
Want them to bring drugs, you should definitely put that in there.
Absolutely. I won't lie to you that I had someone come up to me and they're like, hey, I'm microdosing mushrooms. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, have you done this before? And they're like, yeah, I just wanted you to know. And I was like, okay, that's fine. As long as you're not like a new experience where I have to be like,
exactly, to babysit. Okay?
Should I call someone? Like, I just was giggling. And I was like, she's like, do you want some? I said, nope. No, thank you. No, thank you. It was there's definitely some boundaries that like you have to make sure you think of everything. Yeah. And then on top of that too, make sure you have a waiver that says when you're at here, like you're not like, you know, outside of like, if you, you know, I don't know, have a reaction to the paint or something, like, you know, cover yourself.
Did you write that yourself or did you get that from somewhere?
Yeah, I actually did it. It was like halfway through the retreat that I looked at Katie and I was like, oh, guess what we're going to do next time? Yeah, we're going to do it. Can't sue me kind of thing. And that, we recommend that.
There's someone I follow on Instagram that's called like the boutique lawyer or something like that. And she sells like any type of waiver that you could imagine. So it's like, I always have that in the back of my mind of like, if I need something like that, that's where I would go, because I wouldn't even know where to begin with a waiver like that. Like what is actually held upable in court?
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure that on your waiver, you say if you take any substance like drugs or mushrooms and that kind of stuff, that like you're not liable. It was funny.
That's so funny. And that's like a good story you get to tell next time of like, hey, have fun. But also, if you're microdosing mushrooms, I actually don't need to know.
Yeah, that's kind of how I help. But.
Wow. So what you're saying, I guess, at convention, we should microdose mushrooms.
Oh, if we sign something, I guess. Like, that's
that's like, true.
As long as we sign something, I just, it was just one of the things. It was just funny. It was hilarious. And I looked at it, and it was definitely, it was a mom that doesn't get to not mom often. Mm-hmm. And it was like the purest, like, I was like, good for you. Like, I'm proud of you. If that's what you're going to do, that's to relax. It was so funny. And there was a time where she's like, I'm going to go take a nap. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to go take a nap. And it was one of those things where I was like, I'm glad you told me because I would have been concerned. Like,
totally. Wow. This sounds like a thriller book waiting to be written. Like the art retreat, like someone does mushrooms. I'm stuck on the mushrooms bit. But then like maybe there's a murder. There's talk about ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Again, speaking of like talking and probably not saying things that I should have, there was a cabin that there was three different rooms in there and they were all people that I actually did not know. Sorry, my dogs are very happy about hearing the story. So they didn't know each other. And then the one lady was so sweet because she's like, so like, what's the other people like here? And I was like, well, I had talked to them and I showed them their room. I said, but they didn't murder me, so I feel like they're fine. I said, I just met these people and they have not murdered anyone yet, so I think you should be good. And like the look she gave me was, what? And I was like, oh, I thought that I was kidding. Like, I mean, they really haven't murdered anyone, but absolutely. It got weird. Like, I felt so bad. And I was like, I'm so sorry to put murder in your mind. So that's fine. But the door's locked.
I would have been out at the ghost part bit. One Cerama Jam when they were doing, I mean, I love ghost stories, but when I'm alone, I get so scared. We were doing Cerama Jam on the West Coast. We were in this like tiny town in Utah and they were like, let's go on like a ghost walk. Cause it's like the most haunted city in the US or whatever. And they take us all these places. They take us to a basement. And Kathy Crafty Chica is with me and she's like, we're down in this basement. And the guy's like, yes, so this is where all the children are. And do not step over that game of marbles because if you kick it, they'll be really upset. And he's like, there's actually a few of the children behind me right now. And they
are
like, he is selling it. And that's Kathy's so like seeing orbs. She's like taking video and she's like, I see a blue orb, you know, she's deep in it. But yeah, we all went back to the hotel, like, terrified. Like I didn't sleep a wink that night because of the ghost children.
I love that so much though. Like I love that. I actually think I'm going to start researching, and that's our podcast for convention is we're going somewhere haunted. Like, yes.
Oh God.
That's our hot topic. That's what we'll do for a hot topic. Yeah. We're going to go to summer haunted. I love it.
And then somebody's going to have to spend the night with me in the room because I get terrified.
That is so funny though.
I love being scared, but I can't handle the like aftermath of it. Like I love watching scary movies. I love hearing ghost stories. I used to listen to this podcast called Spooked. Is that right? Is that the name of it? And it was people telling their own stories and I was obsessed with it. But I would wake up in the middle of the night and be like, Elaine, I can't sleep. And I'm waking her up. And finally she was like, you have to stop listening to that podcast. And so I haven't been able to listen to it since, but highly recommend if you can handle it, if you're not a weenie like me.
I love that. I'll have to check it out. I do love ghost stories. I love all the things. And it's so funny because I also totally like believe them.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I'm so scared.
Yeah, I have some of my own like ghost stories. But my voice is getting really high because there's been like some like bad ones and like I've been like fished and that kind of stuff. So like, yeah, totally. Like yeah, absolutely. There's a house that I still have nightmares about because there was such like a dark presence in the one room. that it is so, it's so funny. But anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to trade stories. I was run out of a house once by a ghost. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I love that.
Anyway.
Well, I actually have something kind of fun to tell you.
Please tell me.
You're in Georgia, right?
I am.
Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
I almost came to visit you.
Why did you not?
Because I had the art retreat.
Weekend,
my beautiful little niece went to the academic games, whatever they're called. Like, she's super smart. I'm so proud of her. For nationals, and she went down, and my sister and my mom are currently right there, or down in Atlanta right now.
Oh my God.
I actually was like, okay, like, I'm telling you, I looked up tickets, and I was going to look up, my art retreat was done, and I was going to fly down today, or Sunday, and then fly back up with them on Tuesday. But I was like, something clicked being sensible, and I was like, I'm going to be so tired after this weekend. Yeah. I'm not going to want to do that. But yeah, she got perfect. I'm going to do a hair swipe. You can't see me. She got perfect at presidentials, I guess.
Oh my God.
Propaganda, she did really good. But yeah, I'm so proud of her, but it was funny because I'm like, I'm really proud of you and I want to support you, but also I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go down and see Amy.
Yes. Come see me anytime. That's so fun. That's, yeah, you were like, I have something fun. I almost came to see you, and then I didn't. And it's like, well, that's less fun, but.
Well, now it just means that I have to make a trip outside.
Exactly. Yeah, anybody can come visit me. I love, the Mart is in January. Like that's when everybody comes through, like, Mako and Biscayne Ports and Gare. And everyone's always working, but like occasionally Krista or somebody will pop in and be like, let's get dinner while I'm here. And it's so nice.
That is really nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have PA weather right now and it is, it's rainy. Like it's going to, like, I love that.
Yeah. It rained a bunch this weekend. So we're dealing with like a little bit of cold, but it's going to get just like stupid hot pretty soon.
Did you say cold? Is your cold again?
It's 57.
Yeah, it was 30 degrees this morning, and it's April.
But you forget, we got that humidity. It is so thick, and when that air gets cold, it's like,
I bet.
It feels. But no, yeah, I'm absolutely a wimp. I love cold weather. I love hot weather more.
My skin doesn't like the sun. It burns and it ripples, so I'm pretty happy with my four seasons and like hiding a little bit. But I love the rain.
You better be wearing your sunscreen every day.
All the time. My facial, what do you call it? Like I'm not good with makeup. The thing that you make your skin tone look smooth. Okay. Oh my goodness.
Primer?
What is it? Yeah.
Foundation?
Like, I think foundation is the word I was looking for. It has, did I tell you? I just did an orange. that it has like an SPF in there, so.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's my number one. I'm yelling at everyone about it. I had skin cancer removed from my, lip in 2020. And, if you look, you can see a scar. And the surgeon was like, I'm sitting in this chair so scared. Like, they just start cutting your face up and I'm freaking out. And he's like, great. Look, luckily, like the way that when you age, this will turn into a deep wrinkle on the side of your face.
Oh,
and I was like, he cut me and I just start crying and he stopped and he was like, can I give you a Xanax? I was like, yes. So I survived. Oh, but anyway, everyone wear your sunscreen so that you don't have to be age shamed by a man with a scapula.
Oh my gosh. I love my, I had something removed in my arm. And it was funny because my doctor was like, I took more than I needed to. And I was like, thanks.
Okay, great.
And then I looked at it and it's a huge scar because he dug pretty deep. Like I'm not going to be mad at him for taking all the things that he needed to, but I still was like, I appreciate you. But also another dermatologist was like, oh, the reason why he did that, that's mansplained it, but he's like, it also caused
naturally.
We're always going to have a scar because he took more. And I was like, I don't know how I feel.
God.
Absolutely. I almost came to visit you and I'm sorry. I'll do it. I'll make another time to come down.
Just dangled it in front of my face. That's all right.
I did. But I ripped it away. I did.
Yeah.
At least I didn't. least I didn't tell you beforehand, because then you could have sat all weekend and been like, oh my gosh, you could have been here. So
that's true. That's true. I guess we'll see each other soon enough at convention. I mean, that's going to be here before we know it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's freaking me out. I'm like, and so cool. And just to tell, maybe I shouldn't say this. No, I'll say it. Maybe I shouldn't say this. My, like what I'm using for my convention class is still in China. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That is fun.
So that's, do we think I have, get it? Yeah, that would be great. I have like one piece that literally the sample piece, cause it's all for my new bisque line. Like, so it's like, that's why it's not here yet, is because it's like in the process of just being widely manufactured. But I have one sample that they cast and like fired and sent over. And that is the one that I have, that I make my class sample on. And it's like, oh, well, don't mess up. It's the only one.
That is so,
it's
so
like
cool.
A lot of pressure happening, but
yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I can't wait to see it though. I'm sure it'll totally be worth it. Now, if you, are you like a little relieved that it gets pushed back though? Are you?
100%. Are you kidding me? I'm like, and now Louise is here and she's on the board. So like, she really shouldn't be listening to any of this. So I'm going to pretend like she's not here. But, when we submit everything, like it was like last month or something, they're like, include pictures of your sample. And I was like, I can't, bye. it's just nice to get a little extra time.
That is cool. Speaking of the board though, so we have like all the applications going in for board members. I hope everyone goes and fill those out.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, I actually am. I'm not going to lie. The only thing that questions the whole world is, I like to keep secrets. But I also don't like to keep secrets, but I like to keep secrets. And I'm also kind of working on something that I might become a supplier. So
exciting. You
can't be a supplier in on the board. So it's like, I actually talked to Dina and I called her and I was like, so what's the best, like what would be like the greater good? Like I want to help our industry. So like what would be the better thing? And I kind of explained everything. And she's like, fill out your application. And if like, it was really cute. She was so sweet. She's like, if we get enough people that we don't need you, go run with the supplier. Mm-hmm. But if we need you, then you can't.
Yeah.
So it was sweet, which I appreciate.
That's exciting.
I think it would be a really cool experience, and I think, like I said, I just love the people, so I'm excited about being able to do either one. But
yeah, I'm a supplier and I should definitely be taking more advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not, but that's okay. It's hard. Facebook is not my first thought in the world, and that's like primarily where like you can do that kind of like self, what am I trying to say, advertisement or whatever. So I never make it that far, so I'm being a really bad supplier. Don't be like me.
Yeah, but like I mean not to say these things to you, but like you're kind of cool enough where you don't need on Facebook all the time and selling yourself. Like I feel like your name already is sold, even for new people, for old people. Like I feel like you have a name already that you don't need to constantly be on there and being like, hey, come buy my stuff or come do this. Like I feel like I just saw some emails from you where you're like, I think you're selling more mugs, which are super cool. Like, you do your thing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I did just launch a new like mini Amy audits, and I've done a few for PYOPs, which are nice. But basically I do like a huge, why am I talking about this? I do like a huge service where I like deep dive into your Instagram and like, I give you everything that you're doing wrong, everything that you're doing right, like all based off of a like questionnaire form you fill out for me. So it's like very catered to you, and it's like a big ticket item and it takes a long time. And, I was like, why don't I have a miniature version of this? So I just launched a mini version where it's like all quick and video based, and it's been going well, but that's what I definitely should be advertising more for sure.
Amy, I just thought of something for you.
Tell me.
It's a retreat.
Okay.
And you are going to team up with, like Olivia and all the people that do awesome, online stuff. and somebody can come to the retreat and take like 10 or 15 people. And then you do the audit, you do this, like you, you talk about like the social media website, all of that kind of stuff. And then you can take pictures, teach a class, take pictures so that way then you can show them how to market your photos.
Let me just write that down really quickly.
I'll sign up. It would be so cool because then you guys can do it together, and then I would totally sign up. And then you can do the things, but also market yourself and bring your friends together, and it could be all of, like, it could be CCSA suppliers. Yeah. So then you are you could do it. You could just do the things. Because we all know that, like, it's hard to catch, like, if we do something with you, we do something with, like, all of our suppliers are so knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. If we could have, like, CSA retreat with suppliers, bring it together.
That's a great idea. And when you become a supplier, you can be a part of that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. Okay. Well, forget the board. I'm sorry.
That was quick. She's off the board already.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was kind of giggling because, like, we have, like, what, 600 plus, no, about 600 members, I think, in CCSA. And, like,
I think so.
What I want to do is, I'm not going to talk about it until I get a little bit further in it, but, like, if you could even reach 10 people and help them be successful, like, that's amazing. So
I know. I agree.
10 people for your upcoming retreat that's going to launch 2025.
Oh God, I'm having an absolute crisis. Like, this is a really, like, hot topic we're, like, to get into, but I'm absolutely having, like, a work crisis. Like, what does it all mean? What's it all for? Like, burn it all to the ground.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So yeah, let's add a retreat to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Call me and I will, I'm your hype girl. That's one of the things that, like, I put on there, always tell people I'm a professional hype girl. If you need reminded of how awesome you are and all the great things that you're doing, I will be happy to do so.
I will hold you to that. Absolutely.
Perfect. When I almost visit, I will do
such a tease. Such a tease.
So sorry. But that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, anything else bubbling up in there that you would like to discuss?
No. No, I don't think I have any other business plans for you, but if I, come up with something, I will absolutely let you know. But this is actually what I'm going to now call this hot topic is sales pitch to Amy. And this is what brought you all here to discuss. Olivia, we need everyone.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. No, that is a good idea. The marketing thing. That's a great idea. I feel like that's such a scary thing for small business owners. Like, the idea of, like, all of it, like, 'cause it's not just simple, like, you know, you don't just, like, take a picture and post it on the internet or send an email and it's done. But
and some things are going to fail, some things that you put a lot of effort in. And I think that, like, we have such a wide variety of ages that are running studios. And I think that, like, it's so neat. Like, I mean, even the podcast, it's definitely, like, I hate to say, like, quote unquote younger generation, because, as I talked about, like, my birthday's on Thursday and I'm turning 36. Don't think I'm in that younger generation anymore. I'm not sure. Maybe I am. I don't know. I don't know what we are.
I mean, I think we're all millennials.
Yeah. My nieces, they teach me, like, Riz is a thing. Uh-huh. I learned what that is.
You sound 100 years old, but keep going.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. There is, I said slay to them with a snap. Uh-huh. And I feel like they're like, sit down.
Yeah, they're like please stop.
Wait. What they said is, you're doing too much. And I was like, ouch.
I was going to say the snap really needed to be left behind, I think.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I feel like I put my hat on backwards and I said, yo-yo.
Christine.
Let's get jiggy with it. Like, I like dabbed. Like, I feel like I.
Okay, see, now you're just trying to make it bad. You really are.
That was like, I mean, if you understood the things I said, like, we're friends already. So thank you. Because in my head, I'm still like, but getting jiggy with it. Sorry, it's fine. Okay. I'm done.
Christine, you're like 3 years older than me. It's insane that this is like how it's shaking out for you.
I don't know what happened. I just spiraled. So I think on that note, should wrap up this hot topic.
Wait, are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Okay,
that's all I needed to know. You said, yeah.
I am, though. I'm just not as deep as what I should be.
Okay, no, it's fine. You don't have to be. But we do have a new record that's out.
I know.
So.
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, it's good. I enjoy it.
So I actually am a little bit more Team Miley than Taylor.
Okay, you are very interesting. Everything I learned about you, very interesting. I mean, yeah. I think Miley's incredible. She hasn't put out as much stuff in over the years, so it's hard to be like a stan for Miley, but I loved her Grammy performance, Grammy. I mean, I'm like weeping just thinking about it.
I cried.
Oh yeah, like, I'm crying all the time, but definitely that.
Moment. Like how, and I love that, like, I totally did grow up with Taylor and Miley, and it is amazing, like, to remind us that they're humans.
Yeah.
And what a moment to be able to stand up there and be like, but I just won my first Grammy. Like,
I know. Ugh.
And then, like, the little cute little dance that she did with that. Like, it was just one of those things where she's so real. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah. I know we all had our crazy moments. The only thing is, though, can you imagine if, like, your craziest moments growing up,
absolutely
like, your,
not.
Okay, drunkest moments, all the things where, like, people worked really hard to take pictures to sell. Like, can you imagine? I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in the grand scheme of things, she had a relatively tame, like, place in the spotlight. Like, she could have been so much worse.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have been so much worse.
Oh, absolutely. First off, you're Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, yeah. And then like that right there, she could have, like, she still did her own thing, her own music. I don't know how. I'm so sorry. I just went on to like Team Miley, but I love
what the podcast is about now. It's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's fine. If we were talking about trying to get Pink to come back to Pittsburgh with Bree, mm-hmm. and now with Miley, like
that makes sense. Yeah. Well. If anyone ever comes to Atlanta, then they can call me and we can see someone, but.
I'm fine with that. I'll show up. I'll show up for all, like, for an Amy and Miley weekend.
Perfect. I'm seeing Death Cab for Cutie and Postal Service tonight. So talk about like early 2000s, you know, happening. That is
cool.
Yeah. I'm dreading it. I'm that, like, the age where I'm like, I don't want to go to that. I'm tired. I want to stay home.
Yeah,
and then, like, once I get there, it'll be fine. But I'm like, God, the effort it's about to take.
I have switched to the concerts that I just, like, kind of was like, well, I could listen to that at my house really loudly. It would be the same thing. The only thing is that on June 20-something, Hamilton tickets go on sale for Pittsburgh. And that, like, I will sell my studio. I don't know, something very dramatic. Mm-hmm. I will be in the, like, front row.
What's your favorite Hamilton song?
That was a very I would say that my favorite is I'm Not Throwing Away My Shot.
Mm.
And I actually have a theory that your favorite Hamilton song tells a lot about your personality. And the other, like, Satisfied is definitely on there too, but I think Not Throwing Away My Shot is my biggest, like, it amps me up. And it reminds me that, like, I'm going to do this thing. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But, I love that. I also love that theory. I think you're really spot on with that.
I think so too.
I wonder if it translates to anything else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is that just a Hamilton theory, or do you think another work of art is telling?
I don't know. I'm going to have to dive into
think about that.
I will. I'll obsess over that and I'll get back to you. Next hot topic, I'll bring it up.
Perfect. All right. Well, that was fun. I like a casual, you know, I've lost words at this point. You guys don't know this, but Elaine dropped off a coffee about 10 minutes ago and I've only made it a couple sips in. So the second we hang up, I'm going to be on fire. But right now, still sleepy.
That's awesome. Well, I hope you get lots of work done on this retreat coming up that you're going to come on.
Yes.
We'll Catch you guys all soon.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Should we tell them who it's with?
We'll keep it a surprise.
Okay. Love a surprise. Well, then you'll find out in a couple weeks.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Glazed Over is brought to you by the CCSA, the Contemporary Ceramic Studios Association. Thank you to our moderators, Amy Williams and Christine Steele. Intro and outro music by Scott Lester. Executive production by Louise Blazuki. Learn more about the CCSA at ccsaonline.com.